don't control anything. It's literally like you are, what it is you are the universe experiencing itself. So when you awaken, you're experiencing that in a way of going with what you call the flow of.
How good were you as a thief? And do you think that you become addicted to the rush of thefting?
I have recently stopped stealing stuff, but only
how recent? How recent is that? Like not
hours.
Today. How do you prevent from confusing anxiety with these premonitions? Right,
that's
like
so
one
good.
Of the. One
That's
of the
such
biggest
questions.
My brother was sexually assaulted by Gene Wilder, allegedly.
Whoa.
Which and, brother?
And your buddy, Deary.
They were both sexually assaulted by Gene Wilder?
Yeah, on a beach in Virginia.
What? Get out of here!
But apparently he grabbed both their butts after taking a picture.
Welcome to the Work in Perspectives podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. On the show today, we have the return of a great one. Last time he was on the show was February 13th of 2024. So he was on recently, and he is a shooting star. He's one you got to watch out for. It's the one and only Josh Jovanovic. I'll tell you, this guy is awesome. Last time he was on, he really enlightened us with his spiritual awakening, and he does the same again. He comes back on. He's got some great stories about his premonitions, his spiritual awakening, his coming of like his really like coming together and being being his best self.
He's on
really
a vision
some
quest.
Oh, he's on a vision quest. He had some great tips too about how to deal with anxiety and how to sleep better and just really awesome stuff. And we had a lot of fun doing it. Justin, what'd you think?
I'm not going to eat on Thursday. That's how enthused I was by this episode.
That's incredible inspiration for you not to eat at all. That sounds inspiring.
I guess beers count too, right? You can't do beers.
They do not. No, any caloric intake. The reason you can do black coffee is because there's no calories in black coffee. You can't have any caloric intake.
All right, so then I have to start when I stop drinking, and then I'll go 24 hours.
Yeah, just drink heavy the night before so that your stomach's like bothering you, like so you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
And then you got a whole day. And you're like, I'm good. I'm just going to rehydrate and I'm good. I'm going to take a huge spooge. I'm going to take a big old schmap and I'm out of here. Yeah, I don't want to start that talk. Not this early. Okay. So either way. So yeah, Josh Jovanovic on the show. Really had a lot of fun. Justin, anything else?
You're going to enjoy it. You're going to learn. You're going to get spiritually awakened, Matt. Your pineal gland needs to be decalcified.
Oh, dude, totally does.
Your pineal gland is so calcified.
He does. Yeah. Oh, I got the calciest pineal gland in three counties.
I've seen a lot of pineals and a lot of glands. Yours is the calciest.
Sure is. They'll call me Old Uncle Calci. Oh, they call me Travis Calci.
You're gonna start vibrating.
That's his pineal
better.
Gland. Yep. So yeah, like we said, Josh Jovanovic on the show. We'll have links for all his stuff. Highly Vibrational on Instagram. We'll have a link in the description of this episode, as well as Consciously Conscious, his YouTube channel, and the soulgrowthpath.com, which is his website. Make sure you check all that stuff out. But this is the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. Our guest today is the one and only Josh Jovanovic. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle, coming by J-Dub Justin Richardson, and our guest today, returning again for the second time, the man, the myth, and the legend himself, the one and only Josh Jovanovic. Josh, how are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing good. We were talking a little bit before this. Things are going well. Saw you at 5:30 this morning, and 14 hours later, right back at it again.
Love it. Very nice. You put out a heck of a video this morning as well. Tell you, for everyone listening, we'll have a link in the description for Highly Vibrational, In Instagram. It's a great follow. It's Josh's channel. He's been putting out some fantastic content lately. And I'm telling you, I've been loving it, buddy. How have you been liking doing that?
Good. It's something where in the beginning of the awakening I had, I thought I had to, it's weird how you go through these things, but you think, oh, I have this great power now. I need to teach everyone and blah, blah, blah. And you learn that's not really what it is because people, not that I hope that they do want to, but to try and force these things on people is not the way to go. And most people aren't willing to self-reflect the way they need to be able to go through something like that. And they would never put in the amount of effort that I put into how much I've grown my consciousness over the last 9-10 months. So it's something you have to have a certain willpower to do it. And I've learned that the hard way by trying to force things on family or friends and blah, blah, blah. And I've learned that you just gotta, the people that are supposed to be there, that need to learn or want to learn and actually want to better themselves will be there. So it's been good because I'm learning, and it's always a cool thing to learn new stuff about technology and linking sites up and all these things. But it's been a little of a unique experience to think like, oh, I have all this knowledge to share. And then you don't find the right people because a lot of people aren't willing to put in that time.
No, dude, you are 10,000% correct. A lot of people have the misconception that like they're going to make one video go viral and that's it. You know what I mean? Like, I know I had that thought. Yeah, everybody does. Everyone that jumps in on this normally has the thought of like, all right, I'm funny. I'm hilarious. I'll make one video, boom, go viral and we're done, you know? But dude, not the case. I'll tell you, it is all credit to those people who do know how to work the system, because it is like the toughest thing about this whole game is the social media part of it is so tough. Constantly putting out content, constantly putting up like different videos. It's so, so tough.
And you would think people with 2 billion people using social media that it would be something that would be easy. It's not.
Yeah, I think about that all day. There's billions of people on this stuff. All I need is 1 million. Right? Yeah. Not even. You start getting monetized at 100,000 if you have 100,000 followers.
You'll get there.
And we just hit 3,000. And it's a new
goal. You'll get there.
That
I know you
hit.
Will. Yeah. Just keep putting. That's one thing I've learned from this. And I promise you, Matt, because I think that you're a good person and I think that you have a good drive. You got a lot of good stuff going for you. Think positive about your podcast and other things. One thing that I've learned, and this is like one of the downloads I've received, is like right when you are ready to give up, is when you're that, like you're 2 steps away from your clear. And that's when everybody usually does, because I was close. I promise you, like my manifestation stuff, I was close. And I was like, I saw this one random video of, I don't even remember, it might've been Eckhart Tolle or somebody, but they were talking about when you're there, it seems like everything's lost. It seems like, all right, I don't know what I'm doing. And most people will give up. And when you do that, is when it's like, that's why a lot of people don't make it, is because they give up right when they're about to be there.
Yeah, dude, honestly, my biggest thing, like I think about that all the time of like my biggest, one of the things I would hate is that if this were to stop and I was 2 seconds away from hitting the finish, you know what I mean? I do think about that. I think about like, we'd be that close, but stuff needs to fall in line. You need to constantly up your game. There's so many different trends and stuff you have to keep up with, production value stuff. So, but either way, that's, I'm glad to see like you're enjoying putting out your content. And like we said, in the description of this episode, we'll have a link for Highly Vibrational Josh's channel. Totally recommend it. You had in your video you had out that you put out this morning, there was a guy in the background of your video. He's probably like 5'11". He had a black shirt, silver shorts. Man, he looked great. Whoever that was.
Yeah, Rich
is
a good
dude. Video.
I like Rich.
You son of a gun. Son of a gun. Rich, dude, Rich is good. I do like Rich is awesome. I love Rich. I'll tell you, dude, when we're talking about basketball, me and Josh play at 5:30 in the morning with a group of guys. But if you're covering Rich, you're getting your cardio in that day.
You're running.
I will tell you what. I tell you what. But no, it's awesome. Yeah. So, okay, let's get into it. So, for all those listening, like I said, this is Josh's second time on the program. Is that the first time he was here, it was February 13th of 2024 was the first time. So pretty recently was the last time he was here. Great show. Learned a lot. Had a ton of fun. And really, really enjoyed it. That episode is available now on all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. But on that show, we talked about a lot of different stuff. We talked about Josh's awakening and his, you know, his coming into
my angel visit.
His angel visit. We went over that. We talked about like the different things he's done to change his life and really grow and become like a better person. So, or the best version of himself, or the, you know, to continue trying to be the best version of himself. And one of the things that we talked about is Josh has a lot of like, I mean, I don't want to say miracle moments, but like angel inspirations, maybe we'll call them.
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
a good way to put it.
Yeah, there's a lot of different times where you get, you know, like you get clipped or a ping or something. So yeah. In the last episode, you talked about that you would want to bring some of them up. So have you recalled any, and do you have any that you would like to share?
Yeah, so here's a couple things. One is just to give you an idea for people that aren't aware of how this even works, because a lot of people don't even know. You hear spiritual awakening, you think of Jesus, or you think of some holy roller or whatever. That's not what it is. Mm-hmm. Now, it could be. I mean, it's your own path, whatever you want it to be, but that's mainly not the majority of it. What happens is you start to – things start when – this is going to sound weird, but – it's really when you start to notice that there is a life force or a consciousness that's in all of us. We all are connected in some way. And when you start to tap into that, you're self-reflective, you forgive people, you are empathetic, you're the best version of yourself, you're self-forgiving, you're self-loving, you do all these things. You start to tap into something that is brilliant. And it's something that I can't explain really. You have to get into it yourself. But what happens is you start, I kind of call it like your treasure map of life, because whatever you can picture in your mind, you can manifest that. And the way that it works is you need to connect to that emotion and you need to connect to that energy feeling ahead of time. And you need to feel like it's here now. If you want to have $10 million, you can do that. You just need to sit there, feel it, visualize it, and things will start to come to you as you go through it. But what really happens is you start to see angel numbers like 111 on the clock, right when you're thinking of something, you just randomly look at the clock, it's there, or 222, or for me, a lot of times my mom's name will show up in a license plate right what I'm supposed to do. And what I kind of consider it is your treasure map of life, or your treasure map of finding the best version of yourself that you want to be, or whatever you want to manifest. So what will happen to me a lot of times is, weird part about it, with a lot of the eclipse stuff coming, and it gets really deep, so I don't want to go too far into it to throw people off, because it's, unless you're that far into it, you won't get it. But what happens is you get these inclinations or these downloads. You're almost like a computer system where you start to get this static that runs through your mind, and things will pop up in your life where it shows you that you think you control anything and you don't control anything. It's literally like you are the universe experiencing itself. So when you awaken, you're experiencing that in a way of going with what you call the flow. And when you go with the flow, you start to see these things. And I'll just give like one first example is, I'm at the end of my lease in my apartment. This is the weird part that like it happened right after. So one, I told you about my dreams and how they're starting to connect to the next dreams. Mm-hmm. And the other night, so it's February something. And I'm like nervous. I'm like, I'm supposed to move to Florida. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm trying to meditate. I'm trying to figure all these things out. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to give my 30 days notice up. I got a random call from a number in Florida that I've never been to, that is in the same town that my girlfriend lives in. And I'm like, that seemed weird and odd. Then I start seeing all these references to Florida everywhere. And after I get the call, I get another call from 111-1111, which is a sign to show you like, hey, we're saying you need to move to Florida. This is your thing. Now, me, not too much into these signs yet, not knowing exactly what's going on, because you're not supposed to. You follow this guidance. And so I'm thinking, all right, that's my sign. Get out of your apartment, move to Florida. And when you move there, you'll figure it out. I was going to do an Airbnb for a while, whatever. As I do that, 2 days before I'm about to move, my grandma trips on some concrete, breaks her arm, hurts herself. And I moved in here at the end of the month to help her out, been here for a while. But it just shows that's one thing that literally lined up exactly when I was moving out, exactly what happened to her. Like if it would have even been 2 days later, I would have been in Florida and there's no way I would have helped her. So that's one thing. Another one is the people that you start to meet. So you vibrate in a certain frequency. It's called your core frequency, who you really are, and I don't have to show anyone anything. I don't prove to anyone anything anymore. I don't care what anyone thinks. I just know who I am. And It's a thing that it's very hard to do because most people will say they know who they are, or they don't do things to show other people that I'm successful, or I'm here, or I'm this, or I make this money, or, but, and they don't vibrate as their true self. Because if you sit down and you look at it, most people are actors. That's what we are when we're out there. And when you start to get away from that and you become yourself, people will vibrate to you, situations, places. And another example is I'm going through this and I'm moving my grandma's. I'm like, I don't know what path to take, blah, blah, blah. Literally, as I push this random post up, I get this other person I've never met across the country in California who is literally going through the same thing. Her name's Aliza. We just had a meeting today about having a Facebook Live thing to teach people more about this kind of stuff. And she was someone that I would have never met. I would have never known. I randomly put this up on a whim because I was actually in like a weird mode where I didn't know anything. I was so lost. I put it up. Nobody responds except this one woman who's going through the same thing. And now we're going through that. I go to this Paracon, Bucks County Community College. It was for like aliens and ghosts and things. And it was really cool. Actually, I met some awesome people.
It's like a Comic-Con for aliens and ghosts.
Paracon. It was awesome.
Sound kind of awesome.
It was 2 weeks ago, $40. I met all these cool people. There was people from the History Channel were there that are on the Ancient Aliens. So I went there and I met this woman. Her name's Annie. And for some reason, Alien Annie. She's an animal communicator and she is a spiritual guide. And literally,
What is her last name? Did you get it? Bro, so did you meet her husband by any chance?
I don't think she has one.
Oh, all right. Because we had one of Justin's first ever. So Justin's first ever show, he was a co-host on. We had this guy named Mike V, who is a former Marine, right? Who turned into like a, he's like a he's like big into, maybe that's the word, but he's big into the, what's the drug they do in Brazil where you need ayahuasca. A shaman?
Ayahuasca.
So he's big into the ayahuasca scene, and his wife, who he talked about, is an animal communicator, and I believe her name is Annie.
Really? But that's what I mean about like weird things coordinate. Yeah. And she's actually really cool. We just did a live it's my first podcast I ever did because I want to start talking to more people that have these experiences. But I randomly am in this whole line of people. We connect eyes. She's talking to all these people. We just start talking and now we're friends. Like I would have never went there. I never look at the news. I went to yahoo.com one time. Just because I'm sitting here waiting to get on a call for my job. And at the bottom of the thing says Paracon. Something said, go to that. I click the ticket. I go to it, meet her. And now she's another person. These are just things that a lot of people will look at them. And I understand that because I would have too. A year ago, I would have said BS. But a lot of people will look at this and say, they're just coincidences. But when they happen every day, when they happen multiple times a day, today I saw when I was talking about my mom's license plate and the numbers, literally as I'm doing these different tasks throughout the day today, because I know I'm on the right path, I see it everywhere I go. And it's like, there's no way the name Liz is just in license plates that are just, and not only that, there's 1.82 million people in Philadelphia. It's not like they're just there. And it just keeps happening and happening. And when it keeps happening, you know you're going on the right path. And the cool part about it is you get into what's called this flow state. And the best way I can describe the flow state is you probably have it, J-Dub, I'm sure you have it. But when you're thinking, a lot of times you have these thoughts that just keep circling. They never stop, right?
Yeah.
And when you can learn to watch them go by as they mean absolutely nothing. They are just clouds passing in the night. Nothing affects you. You start to see these signs and synchronicities through your life that just, they can, it is just so awesome. It is everywhere. You have them. J-Dub has them. You're just not aware of where they are right now because you're not paying. And not in a mean way. I hope one day you do. And I can't ever force anyone, but they are in your life now. You have them and he has them. We all have them because your life, there are infinite versions of you. And as you shift your consciousness, you shift and vibrationally shift to different aspects of you or different versions of you, which is a really cool thing because then they start to really come out.
Yeah. No, I honestly, there is something to that. There's been several times in my life that I feel something and then I'm like, did you ever just know? Like, I remember this, right? I remember like when I was like done with like relationships, literally was like in my mind, like, all right, I'm done like trying to do this. That weekend, met my wife, right?
That's the
You know what
kind of
I
stuff
mean?
I mean, though. It was
Yeah.
sent to you, Matt. That woman was sent to you for the goodness of your life. You just didn't see it
Yeah.
as it's meant to be that way. And there's other ways to keep looking at that. But that's awesome that you even saw that. That's cool.
To be fair, too, the week before that had like a huge awakening. Like I can't say an awakening, but I was deep in some bad shit, and
Yeah.
like had that was the first week that I like kicked it, and at that
See?
week, like met my wife. Yeah,
Mine came from my
wild.
car accident that I didn't get in any scratches or anything where I could have died. And that's
Yeah.
when it happened afterward. Usually it comes, these awakenings happen or these things happen when bad shit is going on because like you're shedding the old you and bringing in something new. And when you were able to self-reflect enough to shift that out of your life, your wife came into it because you attracted her. You were
Yeah.
meant to be with her.
I remember too, like one time when we were first gonna live together, we were like apartment hunting, and we had went to like probably like 10 places to look for apartments, and nothing was like doing. You know, like we were in all over Chestnut Hill, Warrington, North Wales, right? And then we were driving by this place, and I was like, let's look in here. And I remember driving into there and being like, we're gonna get an apartment here. And that's where we ended up moving. Same thing, we bought my house, dude. We put in over 30 offers on different houses. That's like not going to look at them, right? We looked at hundreds, right? Not going to look at them, offers, like going through the paperwork and putting in a money offer that was a ridiculous offer, like no inspections, way over asking, covering all transfers, like way over, right? And I like none of them I really had a feeling about. When we went to the house I'm in now, I knew, I was like, we're getting this house, you
Yeah,
know,
that's so
like
cool,
that
man.
kind of feeling, you know, that kind of feeling does exist when
But
that kind
that's
of stuff
real,
does
though. Like
happen.
that,
That is, it is.
that is your intuition. And when you learn to tap deeper into it and you trust it, when you completely surrender and you trust that and the flow of your life, it is meant to be like, here I am. Like it's almost like God saying, here I'm giving you the map to like your best self. I'm giving this to you. Just become aware of it. Become conscious to it. Slow your thinking down. Know that this is meant for you. And I promise you, you could leave this studio, J-Dub the same. You could leave and there are signs, and I don't see all of them. I can't say like I see every, because I'm still learning myself, but they are everywhere and they're meant for you. It is a roadmap to be successful and be the most loving, caring, best version of yourself you can be. And exactly what you're saying, though, is exactly right. It's like that feeling you had about the house and your wife, there's a reason you had that. Your intuition
Yeah.
was saying, Matt, this is you. Matt, this is
Yeah.
you.
Can I ask you this though, Josh? How do you prevent from confusing anxiety with these premonitions, right?
That's
Like
so good. That's such a good question.
one of the biggest things, right? Like people will confuse, like, okay, the other day, right? Let's talk about this.
Such a
The
good
other
question.
day, I was getting like used, I was thinking of going for a bike ride, right? The other day, and I was getting such anxiety about it. Right. And I was like, what? This never happens. Why? And in my mind, I'm like, is this where I get hit by a car and die? Right. Like,
Yeah.
is this where I lose my family? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is this where I get in a trap? Like, what bad thing is going to happen? Because I have this crazy anxiety. And I went on the bike ride and nothing bad happened. It was
Yeah.
just a normal ride. Right. But like, why? If I would have trusted my, like, because there has been times like in my mind where I'm like, I had a feeling where like, I'm not going to ride today. Right.
Yeah.
Like, and I trusted that feeling of like, I think something bad's gonna happen. I'm not gonna do it. You
Yeah.
know, like there has been times that I've done that, but then there's times where like I'm get this anxiety, and then I'm like, should I not go? And then I still go, and everything's fine. Like, how do you know? It's tough to tell when it's just anxiety, because anxiety is
Yes.
real, right? And like, you don't always have to trust it. Sometimes it's just there, but
Yeah.
anxiety is a tool that you need to use. But how can you tell the difference, or what signs do you look for to tell the difference between a premonition and anxiety?
That's, dude, that's like the best question you could have ever asked. I mean that for real, because I will say that one, before I get into that real quick, I
Come on,
heard this really
quick,
cool.
Josh. Was it a premonition that I asked that question? Do you
I
think?
didn't see that one coming today. So
All
I'll
right, sorry.
say
Go ahead. Go ahead.
one, a cool thing that just made me think real quick, and I'll get into that is, you ever hear like the burnt toast theory or leaving your keys theory? is where your angels and spirit guides, like if you ever burnt toast before you were going out of the house and you're like, oh, I got to make another piece of toast before I go, or you leave your keys and you go back, it's because your angels did that on purpose so that you didn't get in some kind of accident or you didn't do this. Yeah. And if you would have left a minute before, you could have been in that accident. So that's just a cool thing I was thinking about. But that's such a good question, because I don't want to pretend I know every answer. And I'll say that's what the inner reflectiveness does. When you start to self-reflect, when you start to trust that there's a higher presence with you that's guiding you, and when you dive deeper into that, you learn the difference between the two. And like for me, one thing to clear anxiety, and I promise you this because they're in the same part of the brain, anytime you're having anxiety, think immediately start thinking about what you're grateful for and mean it. They're in the same part of the brain. You can't have anxiety and you can't have gratitude at the same time. So if you start to be grateful for something, the anxiety will go away. I promise you this. Next time you have anxiety, immediately get deep into like, I'm grateful for my wife, I'm grateful for my kids, and watch the anxiety go away. Okay. So that's one thing that will help.
That's a great call,
dude. And not only that, it's a Harvard-based study proving that anxiety and gratitude are at the same spot. They can't coexist together. So try that next time. So that's one thing.
That's phenomenal.
I know, right? So that'll help your anxiety. But two is, and again, I can't give every answer because I don't know them all, but what you start to see is it's a combination of your awareness of why you're being anxious, because what we live in right now, we're in a really fear-based society. Think about everything you do. You like you're awesome because like you'll go to work, but you'll do stuff for you. A lot of people will go to work for 8 hours for someone else, but not do something for 2 hours for themselves to like start a business or do something. They'll go to work at 9 a.m., clock out at 5, but they won't spend 2 hours on a podcast like you do, or 5 hours to try and get out of that situation. But we're in this conformist, fear-based society where everything gives us anxiety. Everything is poisoning us. We have all these problems. So it's building up because there's nowhere to release it to. And when you start, when I was saying the question, when you start to let go of fear of things is what's holding most people back from everything. When I stop being so fearful about things and start trusting, I know what I'm doing. I know what's best for me. I know to not drink. I know to be kinder to people. I know to not drive 75 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour, like small things. But when you let go of fear and you start to trust yourself, you will understand that like, oh, I'm building on this intuition. It's not, sometimes you have really big glimpses of it, no matter who you are, because it was meant for you. But when you start to build your awareness, when you start to build your consciousness and you trust yourself, and you let go of fear, who cares what happens? Who cares about like anything? Like when you're fearful about all these things, it holds you back from being yourself. So when you let go of them completely and you surrender to the flow of the universe, you will just be guided by this GPS internal system that is meant to get you to where you're supposed to be. But again, I don't know every answer. I'll just say when you're having anxiety, start with the gratitude and watch it drift away. And you will see when you do it repetitively, you're programming your subconscious mind to no longer be anxious. I used to take Adderall and be anxious all the time because of work. I'm not anxious about anything.
Yeah, no.
That's a long-winded answer. But
no, that's a great answer. I love that. I love that stat of the use the gratitude to stop anxiety. That's phenomenal.
It's amazing.
You know? And I'll tell you this, dude. Think about this, right? We are legit on a rock that's in a puddle inside of a bubble floating in infinite space.
Yeah.
And the fact that we think we have control, allegedly. The fact that we think we have control of anything is ridiculous, right?
Yep.
So, Justin, what were you going to say?
I was going to say the Earth's flat. Allegedly, we're on
a ball. Sorry. The fact that we're sitting on a pancake that's half covered in ice wall with infinite space.
They have way cooler dinosaurs over there.
Yep. But when you, I'm telling you, Matt, you're right. When you get to the point of giving up, and I don't mean give up control as like, I'm just going to do nothing for the rest of my life. I don't mean that. I mean, when you start to realize that there's a higher plan for you, and you're giving up. So like, let me give you an example of how I gave up control. just to give you like what that means for me. So giving up control means you no longer get upset about small things. You no longer let this person's like when you let somebody take your energy from you, let's say me and you get in an argument and I said something so simple. Some people will let that boil for weeks, for months. Yeah. They'll hate
you. I'm one of those people.
And then what you think about is, imagine if you took all that energy that you use to be anxious, that you use to worry. None of those scenarios ever come true. Imagine if you took all that energy and put it to something that was creative or put it to something that was good. You're like, wow, I just wasted all this energy on. How many times do we do this in our day where you'll have like a test or you'll have something at work? You'll have 50 scenarios you're going over in your head. None of them come true. And then your boss is like, hey, you did good. You're like, what did I just care about all that time?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's giving up control of like, don't let other things outside of you control your innerness and your well-being, if that makes sense.
No, 1,000%. I'll tell you this though. You talked about like, you know, me taking time to do something for myself, right? One of the things that like, when you talked about, you know, you go to work, but then you still have time to do something for yourself afterwards. One of the things I remember is that when I was working like other jobs, like when I was bartending full time or, you know, something like that, working like a manual labor job, you're too tired. You're so tired to do anything for yourself. Like you have these dreams and you probably have more dreams, more hopes and more aspirations than anything when you're doing those jobs, but you're so damn tired and those jobs beat you up. And like, the fact, you know, like one of the things, like I feel bad for people, like, you know, when you're in that type of scenario, like people don't realize how infinitely easier it is for someone who, you know, works in an office to do this type of thing is than someone that works a manual labor job where it is so, so tough. But Justin, what were you going to say?
You're so right, dude. Sorry, Justin, go ahead.
I was going to say, sometimes I felt tired from the office job than a physical, like just the boredom.
Mentally.
But to what you're saying before about the anxiety thing, and like dreaming up scenarios of things that like are never going to happen. I don't know where I got it from, but it's a waste of imagination is what somebody told me.
That's perfect. Yes. That's a great way to put it.
I was like, it is as likely, like, especially like I was fearful at night. Like I had bookies, tons of money and stuff. And I would like drive myself crazy late at night. And I'd be like,
and look
you know
at
what?
You now, you're fine.
It's as likely that they're going to bust in here and try and collect their money than as that I win the lottery today. So like, I can imagine either scenario.
Yeah. And then you're so right with the waste of that, because it's so true. And the other part about people being tired, Matt, that you were talking about is that's where the like all of us are conformed a certain way. And I mean this because I was that where you think you need to go to school, then you're going to get, then for some reason, some bank goes to an 18-year-old and goes, here's a small business loan of $120,000. Even though you have no credit, you don't know what you're doing. Now we want you to go learn because here's a famous, and now we want you to go sit in an office for 9 hours.
And they don't educate you on how to repay that loan.
Never teach you that. Remember, like we talked about some finance stuff that were easy things to learn and you don't learn those things. And then you owe this money. Then you're stuck in this job. Then you're pretty much a slave to the system. And that's where the fear comes from, is you never can get out of that. You can never get out of the hamster wheel of paying someone else back. And your thoughts just continue to be in a cycle of negative.
Oh, and it's so draining. It is so mentally and physically, emotionally draining. The anxiety and the pressure that puts on you alone is that's what like leads people to drink and do drugs and like all that stuff.
It
drives you. Yeah. Drives you, man. I'll tell you, dude, the advice you gave me, the financial advice that you gave me was life changing stuff. And it literally is. And the fact that it's like, should be common knowledge and it's not, it is criminal. It's absolutely criminal. We were looking to take out another loan that would have financially crippled us, right? Like, the fact that there was another option that we weren't even aware of and the banks weren't going
to
tell us.
Never.
Like,
they don't
that's
want you.
A
they
fucking
don't want
crime.
That
is a fucking crime.
Yes.
It's stealing. What's that is? That's stealing. They're stealing
from us.
They'd
rather you pay them than you take the option you took. And I remember too, because you came to me like the day or two later and we're like, hey, me and my wife talked about it. We're doing it. Thank you so much. And I know you were appreciative. Life-saving. Dude, that's something I learned in 2 minutes. and I taught it to you in 30 seconds, and you changed your life because of it in a way that helped you out for the long term, that if you went the other route, you would have been screwed.
Also, dude, think about the puzzle pieces that had to come together for that to happen, right?
Yeah.
We both had to, like, one, we had to start working out at a gym, right? One, I had to start going back in the office. Two, we had to start working out at the gym. Three, we had to start playing basketball together. Four, we had to meet. Five, we had to kind of like each other. Six, we had to become friends. Seven, we had to talk. And then eight, we had to talk and find out what we did for a living. And then I found out you were in financial stuff. And then that came, I had a discussion about it. And then, you know, it came and I asked you a question. And look at all the things that had to fall into place for that
to
happen.
You changed your life on a 2-minute conversation. See what I mean? Your whole life had to go, this is a cool thing I think about all the time. And I love this because I'll do it, not all day, every day, but like every once in a while, I'll like cross paths with someone and like bump into them, or I'll change somebody's day at Wawa or whatever, because I'll throw them off. And people are always like, why did you say that to them? Because I do weird shit sometimes. And I don't think it's weird. I love it because it makes them laugh. And I'm like, imagine that person's day now. If I wasn't there, they didn't have that smile. Who knows what they could have done, or who knows what would have happened. And the crazy thing I always think about is like, you had to live every single second of your life exactly the way you lived it to cross that person's path at that exact time, no matter where you go.
Yes.
And that's what I mean about these things crossing. They're not randomness. They're there for a reason. And I, like you were saying, with me and you meeting and doing all that, like I had to have an angel come to me and freak me out to even go to that gym. Like, that's a weird, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it changed.
Like, you could have still, like, what took you? Cause you were in, like, you were working in New York, you know what I mean? Like, doing all that before, or in Jersey before, right?
Yeah,
like, we were so far away from each other to be brought to that time to me is wild. And the fact that we both, like, I know I needed it. I don't know if you needed it as much as I did, but I legit needed that to happen. And the fact that that happened is not crazy.
Matt, you think I'm in your life for no reason? That's absolutely the reason I came across you, is because of that. There was a reason.
One of them.
One of them. The universe sent me and you together because it was like, hey, they're going to benefit each other. And here's how it's going to happen. And what happened? We benefited each other. Like I have my biggest thing out of it is I have a new friend. I love meeting people that are enthusiastic about things, that have a kind of quality you do of like giving people credit when they're doing stuff, like when we're playing basketball. But the universe had to have us exactly do that for me to give you 30 seconds of life changing information that is easily teachable, but nobody teaches it.
Rude. Hey, love it, man. No, right back at you. You got the same qualities, brother. I think that's why we fell in line, man. Love it. So let's keep it moving. I want to get along to J-Dub's questions. J-Dub, Josh, you're very familiar with this segment because you've been through it before. J-Dub here is going to ask you some questions. He's got some new gimmick for you. So watch out. J-Dub, take it away, baby.
You familiar with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Is that the newer one?
Well, like any of them. Do you know what Charlie's last name is?
Wonka.
Charlie Wilson.
The kid who like wins the golden ticket.
Oh.
Charlie Wilson.
It's fucking Bucket.
No, I didn't know that.
Charlie Bucket.
No.
I've been alive for 38 years. I found that out today.
So now I know what it is. Charlie Bucket.
Charlie Bucket. And that means it was Grandpa Joe Bucket.
Matt, that's a great basketball name, Charlie Bucket.
Charlie Bucket is a pretty good.
That'd be like a Johnny Football kind of thing.
Yeah,
Charlie Bucket
with me, and you'll see.
Honestly, have always been afraid of the movie Willy Wonka and the
original.
With the original, I never saw the Johnny Depp one.
I haven't either.
But yeah,
my brother was sexually assaulted by Gene Wilder, allegedly.
Whoa!
Which brother?
And your buddy. Deary.
They were both sexually assaulted by Gene Wilder?
Yeah, on a beach in Virginia.
What? Get out of here.
They took a picture with him.
Our buddy, Deary?
Yeah, our buddy. Sorry. I mean, you know who I'm talking about.
Right.
I haven't seen him in years. But apparently he grabbed both her butts after taking a picture.
Maybe that's just, I mean, it's kind of hilarious.
Hell yeah, D-Bill. If you're going to get sexually molested.
Also, it's pretty much 90% that it wasn't Gene Wilder.
Yeah, it was just a man who looked
just
like
some old weird guy with
it
weird
was just
hair.
Eugene Wilde. That's all it was. That's it. I showed him his license. It's Eugene Wilde.
Dude, how, I mean, also, how great was Blazing Saddles? I mean, come on, let's be
Never
honest.
saw
That, oh, all time great movie. Phenomenal movie. Yeah. Explore, I mean, they can never make that movie again,
bunch of
but it is.
Cincinnati blanks.
Oh my God.
Do you remember Ricky Tikki Tavi?
Yeah,
Why
you're gonna
you
tell it to
why?
me. I do, but I not until you tell me what it is. I know that for a fact. I just can't think of it.
It was in public school. It was a story of a mongoose and it fought like a cobra.
Yeah, I
Oh,
do.
best.
Do
They
you
showed that in
remember
school?
the story of the woman? This was always, I don't know why this stuck. There's a woman. It was like a little thin book. She's a woman. Her whole family didn't know. She had a red scarf. She lived till she was like 60, 70. One day, took her scarf off, her head fell. You know that book or no?
Is that a
What?
Cheryl? Is that like Where the Sidewalk Ends? Is that one of
Yeah,
those?
that's, dude, that's
Yeah,
it.
it's Cheryl Silverstein. It had Captain Hook on it. Yeah, it's Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Okay, good.
What
Thank you for reminding me about that. Yeah, he's a weird
the
looking
hell are
dude.
you
Yeah,
guys talking about?
you don't remember A Light in the Attic, Where the Sidewalk Ends, and there was a third one.
No,
Yeah,
I
that
went to
was like,
Catholic school. They didn't
okay.
do that
Yeah,
stuff.
they didn't let you guys have
We, dude,
poems.
we did the True Confessions of Charlotte Doyle.
Oh,
Oh my God.
speaking of this, actually, I wonder, you, Matt, should be able to do it. Did you go to Catholic school or did you go to CCD, Josh?
I did not.
No, neither.
Nope.
What are you, a Jew? Where'd you go?
I helped Philly Public School and then community college. I went to St. Joe's and I despised it.
Do you remember the, do you remember the all of the Our Father, Matt?
Yeah, our
Do you
Father
remember
who
the
art in
Hail
heaven,
Mary?
hallowed be thy name. Hail Mary, full of grace, Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace. Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners now and at the hour of death. Amen. Yep.
Nice. All right. Fair enough. Yeah, he went to Catholic school. It's not surprising that I don't remember. Did you get a sex talk, Josh?
No, never.
Same.
Mine was the internet.
Never got a sex
Never
talk.
even like brought it up. Nobody said a damn thing to
My
you.
uncle one time, but it was like a weird thing that wasn't a talk. It was just he
It was
found.
like, let me smell your fingers. Come here.
Yeah, that was it. You got
The only time I got something that was a pseudo sex talk is that I was like my parents had split up and I had to like stay with my dad and he was had a thing where it's like I had to be home at a certain time and I was like, dude, I'll just call him and tell him I'm with a girl, right? And he'll be like, all right, you can stay out. Like that's what I thought, right? And I
Yeah.
was out and I was with a girl, but like I wasn't hooking up with her. It was like there was a girl there, I should say. She wasn't with me, you know? But either way, I was, you know, I called and I was like, Dad, I'm gonna be home later. And he's like, no, you gotta go home now, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, I'm not. And he's like, yeah, you're coming home now. I was like, Dad, I'm with a girl. Like, no, I'm not. He's like, you could get a girl pregnant. You need to use a car, blah, blah, blah. I was like, Dad, I'm fuck it. I'm not coming home. All right, bye. You know, and that did not go over well. But yeah, there you go. That was my sex talk, guys. There you go. That's how it went. Bada boom.
I grew up across the street from the pharmacy, so I would just steal stuff all the time. So I stole condoms just for the fun of it. I wasn't sexually active at the time.
How good were you as a thief? And do you think you become addicted to the rush of the thefting,
I
thieving,
have
whatever?
recently stopped stealing stuff, but only
How
very shortly ago.
recent is that? Like not today?
Hours.
Oh.
First
Oh
off,
boy.
if you have self-checkout, we agree
Right.
to disagree on how things get purchased in this
Right.
store
Right,
now.
right, right,
But
right.
anyway,
Yep. 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 If
where
they
was I
catch
going
you,
with this?
yeah.
I literally, if the buzzer goes off, I literally just go, "You'll never catch me alive," and keep walking at the same exact pace.
Nice. As no one listens.
I was
No
stealing
one cares.
I was
Yeah.
stealing condoms, and my mom found them, and she was like, "Are you?" I was like, "No, God, no." And then she was like, "Do you know?" I was like, "I know what it is. I understand how it works." She's like, "Why do you have condoms?" I was like, honestly, I've been attaching them to the spigot in the bathtub and then turning the water on to see how big you can get these fuckers. And it, you can make the biggest water balloon you've ever seen in your fucking life. If you get
She's
a
like, I know
Magnum,
you should see your stepfather. Oh!
yeah, dude, condoms fill up. You could fit at least 6 gallons of water in a condom.
Yeah.
The only issue is transporting it then is too late. You have to like fill it up on a roof and then push it off the roof onto somebody.
You
We didn't
know,
fill out
I.
the yeah, we never got the dynamics right for it, but
You've got it far enough.
yeah, we
The
pushed it
dude,
to the limit.
the first time I saw a condom was your brother Spud. We were hanging out at Box House. Box parents had like a trailer, like a camper trailer, you know, and they used to air it out in the summertime. And when they would air it out, we would just hang out in there and like we'd play cards and like
Yeah.
bullshit and stuff. And like one day it was like, dude, it was like me, Bach, Spud, Shelby Nicole Plaucha, and Shannon Bunting, and we were all hanging out there, and he just broke a condom out and took it out of the package and unraveled it. And he's like, this is about what I need. And everyone's like, yeah, haha, Dave. And it turns out it's probably, he probably needed a little more. Yeah. Spud-o! But yeah, so there you go. That's the first time I saw a condom.
What,
his was a Magnum, too. FYI.
That fucking kid, the one time he was like, yeah, sometimes Magnums are tight. I was like, shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut the hell up.
Any of your siblings, Josh, have a huge dong?
I don't ask or care.
Yeah.
You haven't seen my kind of shit.
Josh is like 6'3", so he's probably packing pretty good.
No, I never paid attention. That's something that ever crossed my mind.
He's a victim.
Josh, were you in the sauna today after the gym?
Yeah, I knocked out the window twice.
All right. Okay. I was wondering, because you can't see from the outside.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I'm walking to the shower and I hear a knock and I'm just like, I hope it's Josh. Hey.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, all right, thank God. All right, good. So Josh,
you go
Justin,
nude in the
continue.
Sauna? Matt?
No. They don't let you.
I go nude in the shower.
Oh, no, in the sauna.
I didn't go in the sauna. I was walking to the shower
by.
And to go to the showers at the gym, you have to pass the sauna. And yes. Josh was in the sauna, and there's like a window, and he knocked on it to say what's up. After he just played a great game of ball, a couple great games of ball. Josh was balling today, like every day.
Thanks, buddy.
If you're on Josh's team, you usually win. Just saying.
Enough.
Someday I'll show up. Someday.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Dude, yeah, wake up get there at 5:30, Justin. You could
Which
probably
one do you go
run.
Do again?
It's in East Norton. It's right by your place.
It's not far at all.
Yeah, no, just
Dude,
get there.
It's,
I'll
you'll
enjoy
it's
the guys.
Really
all cool
close.
Dudes, too.
I'll make Matt.
Everyone, everyone is really cool. You'll love Game Time. He'll be your favorite.
Josh, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, all right. I can think of something. What?
You don't have to.
No, that's all right. I'm going to ask one. How long does it usually take? Because I like to just hear, because I know people struggle with this a lot. How long does it usually take you to fall asleep?
Like sober?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Infinite.
Yeah. Forever? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
It used to be forever. I do white noise. That's a miracle.
Yeah.
Really? I do dishwasher sound on YouTube. It's black screen, no ads. It's fire. Okay. Right. I normally set my timer to like 12 minutes, and I normally don't have to replay it again.
Nice.
Like,
cool, man.
Auto
turn off.
I read about that Navy training thing where they get
it's amazing.
Fighter pilots to fall asleep, because I used to have real trouble falling asleep. But yeah,
what is this Navy
I don't
fighter
know.
Pilot thing?
So you're supposed to picture yourself somewhere. I like to picture myself on a boat in the middle of a lake, and then you focus on all your, like, you feel your toes, you feel your, I like to feel the inside of my foot, ankle, calf, your shins, your thigh, your knee. You just like work yourself up, like tense it, relax it, feel it, let it go, and then.
And let me give you guys both a pointer to help you fall asleep, and this will guaranteed help you. It's because of the fear and the stuff that I'm talking about, we're all anxious all the time. Hand on your chest here, hand on your stomach. When you breathe, 95% of people that aren't aware of these things, this is what I mean about being consciously aware of like things that you do in your life. 95% of us breathe through our chest. That is a stress response to life. Put your hand on your chest, hand on your stomach, breathe through your nose, and let your stomach inflate like you would see an octopus growing.
See,
and
that's
go through your... Go through your stomach, and I promise you, do it for 2 to 5 minutes. One, you'll, no matter what, you'll be more relaxed. Your brain will be in a better state, but it will help you fall asleep fast.
I thought it was the opposite. My whole life, I've never.
Nope. Because how do you think about this? The most pure breath is a baby. How do you think babies breathe? Through their stomach.
I don't know. I was a baby.
Yeah. Well, just try it for yourself. If you can't sleep, it will help.
Nice. Josh, I have a question for you. All right. What is your favorite sports league as far as like the big four, NFL, MLB, NBA, and NHL?
So if you would have asked, I'll still say the NBA.
Okay.
But if you would have asked me this a year ago, it was hands down. But ever since I've been going through this, I don't really watch TV anymore. I don't really watch videos about stuff anymore. I have other things to occupy myself. And in my opinion, as a lot of people, sports takes up too much time. It's the same thing as they did when the college, like back in Roman times, they give you entertainment to focus you away from things that actually matter in your life. And it's not that I'm not judging anyone, because trust me, I was the biggest NBA fan and I love the NFL. I like baseball, but I don't really watch sports anymore and I don't watch TV ever.
What if you could get rid of one team in the NBA, who would it be?
Probably the Celtics, just because I'm a Sixers fan.
All right. Cool. All right. Very good. Yeah. No, I'm with you, dude. I'll tell you this, man. When I was like, dude, I was thinking about this. Like, I had Eagles season tickets for 12 years, bro. Like, sports obsessed. Wasn't even come close to it. Like, not like I was still fighting full time for most of that. And like, and football was like a religion. And dude, it just like it stopped. Like, other things
Yeah.
became way more important. And
Your
I just
life
couldn't.
improves when that happens.
It really, like, honestly, like, I thought I was happy back then. Like, I would think about times back then, like, as like happy times, but now it doesn't even compare. Like,
These are the things that are hard, though, when you start to do your own stuff. Is it's really hard because there's so many people distracted that you start to lose touch with everyone because
plus
you're
too,
just not, I don't care anymore, if that
plus too,
makes sense.
like, well, like, I agree, but there's also times where, like, I couldn't find happiness without getting high or
Yeah.
without drinking, you know what I mean? Like, happiness to escape me when I didn't have that stuff, and I would look for camaraderie to help cope with that, you know, with not having the happiness and things like that. And you'd find that in sports. But honestly, the most I get excited about sports now is that I'm coaching my daughter's soccer team, her spring soccer team, and I'm fucking jazzed about it. We're the purple team, and we're gonna get you. I asked
Nice.
my daughter. I was like, yeah. I was like, what do you want? Because last when I coached the orange or the we were the green team in the fall, and when I coached the green team, our cheer was the "Who let the dogs out" chant. That was our cheer. And I asked my daughter, I was like, what do you want our cheer to be for, you know, for spring soccer? And she said unicorn. So we're just gonna chant unicorn.
I
So
like
there you
it.
go. That's our team. So there you go. All right. So awesome. So Josh, we are coming towards the top of time. I know you got a hard out. Before we get out of here, just want to talk about, say, Highly Vibrational is your Instagram channel. We'll have a link in the description of this episode. Make sure you check it out. Josh has got some really good content on there. He's putting out some great videos, some really good stuff. He's got some really good looking guys in the background of his videos, but really, really, really cool stuff. I love seeing them, love watching them, love what I get out of them, and they're really, really cool. Josh, what else should people be looking out for from you?
So just two things. One is because of this path I know that I'm on, it's to help people in this area. So if anybody really does want to start learning more, if you want to learn to eat better, if you want to learn positive relationships, building, cultivating better relationships, soulgrowthpath.com is my website for it. I'm more than happy to help you. It's something where, like, I truly feel a passion. First thing I've ever been passionate about my whole life. And it's awesome to build on something. And then my YouTube channel, I just post similar things to that. But really the growth path is where I want to go, because that's where I'm moving to Florida, is to open up that spiritual health center when I get down there. So if you do want to learn these things,
What's your YouTube channel, Josh?
It's just Consciously Conscious.
Consciously Conscious. Okay, that was the same as the last time.
And I just wanted to leave a couple things real fast, was just real quick. One, help you every day. Open up to being grateful for the things you already have. Other things will present themselves. Two, start to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Do things you don't want to do. You build, I forget the exact name of it, but you build this part of your brain. Athletes have the biggest part of it. When you force yourself to do things, I don't mean go work out for 10 hours. I mean, when you do things you don't want to do, you tend to live longer because this portion of your brain builds. And it gives your body like this boost that you don't have. Try one time a month, if you can, fasting for 24 hours. You'll go into what's called autophagy. Your body will start eating its bad cells first because it's starving. And it's not a bad thing at all. It will start to eat its bad cells, and it will only leave the good cells left. You'll kill about 70% of your cancer cells if you do it once a month. Stop conforming to things. And then five, when you go to sleep tonight, anyone listening to this, please try this for yourself. Try it for the next week and see what happens. Just think in your head, just think, I hear these thoughts going on. Who is listening to these thoughts? What is the awareness behind it? Who is J-Dub? Who is Matt? Who is Josh? What is that that's listening to this conversation going on in my head? Try those things. It'll get you on a path to slowly start. If you really want to work at it, it's not easy. But you will thank yourself immensely when you start to do this.
Awesome stuff, Josh. Thank you. And that's the kind of stuff that you can find on Highly Vibrational on Instagram, Consciously Conscious on YouTube channel, and soulgrowpath.com. We'll have links for all that in the description of this episode. Josh, I knew this was going to be great having you back. Loved having you back, buddy. Thank you so much. Justin, what were you going to say? Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I like the 24-hour fast idea. I want to try it.
Look it up. It's, dude, it's,
What time do you start?
Usually what I'll do is like I ate my last meal tonight at 6. I did like a couple days, but if you do one day, really whenever your last meal is tonight or tomorrow, whenever you're going to do it, just go to the next day at 6 or 7, whenever you're stopping tonight or tomorrow, whenever.
But
watch
then, like,
the amount. You're going to struggle.
I eat dinner at 6 o'clock tonight and I go to work all day tomorrow. I can drink water, right?
Water and black coffee.
I don't do coffee. I'll do water. And can I do anything else? Can I do nicotine stuff?
I mean,
stuff?
You can have tea if you want or something, but like don't have anything. And I promise you this.
And then at 6 o'clock, what should I eat? Like the next day, like when you start back. Like,
what should your first meal back
yeah,
be?
Yeah, I
like,
mean,
just
if
eat
it was
regular
beef,
or?
I mean, you can. It's good that you even did it once, but you will have more energy tomorrow than you've noticed. You'll be like, damn, I feel really good. But maybe just start getting back into eating again with something that's a little lighter, just to like not to, because you don't want to let
yeah,
your.
Don't get Taco Bell.
Don't get Taco Bell. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it. Maybe
you
eat
get
like,
that anyway, bro.
I don't know. Maybe eat some grilled chicken and rice or something or whatever you can do. But
yeah.
I promise
have
you.
Have a salad.
Have a salad.
Good salad.
I promise you your life
have
will
good
change.
Good old salad.
Jada,
you don't make friends
I
with
promise,
salads.
Buddy. Just do it one time.
Dude, I'm into it.
Yeah, try it. You will see a difference in yourself. And not only that, ask Matt. He told me this when he saw me the one time we were in the thing. I lost 41 pounds by fasting and doing intermittent fasting. Mine was a little different. But you will shed so much of the bad stuff in you because your body has to eat something. It will eat your bad stuff first.
I'll tell you,
Josh,
the opposite. I put on 40 pounds.
Boom.
By drinking.
There you go.
And I stopped doing opiates.
There you
Did
go.
You really?
Yeah, I went from 149 to about 206 now.
Yeah, well, a lot of that was crack boy weight. You know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
a lot
you
of
were
crack
cracked
weight.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were cracked
one,
out. That's why you were
fit. I was 6 foot one, 149.
He looks like a Holocaust victim.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
I had my heroin cheek going. I looked sexy.
Dude, nice. And your girl still had sex with you?
Yeah,
and your Holocaust
face? I had long hair. I had that hair on cheek body.
Yeah,
it's back to your dream again.
Yeah, bro. See, I had long hair.
You were in better shape.
Well,
maybe that's what this. Maybe.
No, don't go. Shape. No, he was not in good
I was
shape.
Thinner. I was not in good shape.
He was, maybe that he was not in good shape. Thin. No, it doesn't mean do opiates.
No,
it does
mean
not
that.
Mean that. So, all right. We are coming towards the top of time. Justin, what do you got before we get out of here? Yeah, I love this, Josh. I love having you back. Dude, I'll contact you, but can we book you again soon?
Let's do it again whenever you're ready. I'll be in Florida at that time, so I'll be happy to see you.
Where are you going
to
be in Florida?
West Palm Beach.
What side of that? Is that the Gulf
Atlantic
or is the ocean?
Atlantic side.
I'll be in
Is that near
Miami?
Ooh, Miami.
Listen, do me a favor, J-Dub. I would really love to hear it. Like, I mean this for real. Tell Matt or text me. If you do the fast, please tell me how you feel and watch the amount of energy you have that you're going to be like, damn. Only once a month I'll feel like this. Watch how much changes your life.
Bro,
like the
also
day
too,
I'm fasting,
like,
I'll have more energy the day after.
Both. You'll start to feel it towards that 6 o'clock point. You'll be hungry, but you'll be like, I feel really good. And
yeah,
then you'll start.
Yeah. I don't get the caffeine headaches. So I don't have to cut the coffee. Like, that won't be an issue. I will just, I don't know. I'll try it. I like the idea of it.
Try
it. Should I do it on a day where I don't work? Or should I do a day where I work?
Do it a day where you work so you're not thinking about food all the time.
I drive for a living. I'm going to think about it the whole time.
That's the part of the being. That's part of being uncomfortable. Being uncomfortable, buddy.
You have to deal with some discomfort for
the
sure.
The future J Dub will one day look back on this and go, "Thank God I talked to him," and that's why the universe brought us together. Do it, buddy.
Maybe.
How often should you do it?
I do it like every week or every other week, but you should do it like once a month.
One day a week, you just don't eat.
Last week I went 3 days without eating.
Yeah,
dude, look at my video when I was done 3 days. I literally felt like I could paint the entire house. It was awesome. And you're so clear-minded that you're like, what is happening? Why do I feel like this from not eating? Now you're hungry, but once you get past day one, it almost gets like, I'm not even hungry anymore.
Yeah,
so drink
I eat
a lot of water.
Especially now, like I'm substituting things for other things. And so like food has become that very easily.
Yeah.
It's easy to do. Justin, you're not gaining weight. You're just going back to your normal size.
No,
you had shrunken so much.
Yeah, that. And also, I mean, I'm 20 pounds heavier than I should be just from like drinking and eating fast food. But
yeah, whatever.
Let me know how it goes, bud. It's going
to
work out.
Once you start coming to
I'm
basketball,
not tired,
that stuff will fall. Dude, we've been doing it 5 days a week now at the gym, basketball. Like, they play games. I can only go some mornings because I have stuff going on, but I try to go as many days as I can. But, and it's, dude, like, there's days like I'll ride my bike there, do the gym and then ride the bike home, you know, which is fun. But dude, yeah, you should definitely come in, Justin. You would like it. I mean, even if you only start by playing one game, at least you're getting some activity in,
That's what I did.
you know? Yeah. Everyone starts slow. Some days too, like, you know, some days are busier than others. Like today we ran what, fours, Josh? It was 4-on-4. Full court fours, right? We played four games or three games.
Four.
Three, no, four. Four games. Four full court games we played, right? And they were, dude, good games. You know, like I think every game was like a 2-point spread was like they, you know, the winner won by
Yeah.
2 points and it came down to the last shot. And then, you know, like, and then the other day or on Monday we were there and we had to play 2-on-2, you know, but we rotated. I think I played like five games of 2-on-2, which is also really good for
Yep.
your cart. You know what I mean? Like sometimes, dude, I feel like I run more in the 2-on-2 and 3-on-3 games than the full court game because
Make
you're
it
just
out,
like,
J-Dub. You'll be good.
dude, you'll like it, man. It's fun, you
Ish.
know, and like, yeah, and it's, dude, they play every day and it's, you know, it's not like you have to shower afterwards. You can just hop in your truck and go to work.
Yeah.
It's also
You
true.
know, it's not like you got to smell yourself. So it doesn't matter.
You got to live with you.
But all right, we are coming towards the top of time. Josh, thanks so much for being on, dude. Justin, did you have anything you wanted to say or did you say it?
No, I like the idea of 24-hour fasting. I'm excited. I'm going to try it.
Love it, buddy.
Awesome.
I'm going to literally like wish like when I meditate tonight, I'm going to push some good energy towards it.
I'm going to do it
Me
Thursday.
too. Me too, Justin. There you go. Speaking of giving Justin some good
What am I going to eat
energy.
on Thursday?
Speaking of Justin not
Brutal
eating
with
on
you.
Thursday. Speaking of Justin and Josh not eating on Thursday. This has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. And our guest today is the one and only Josh Jovanovic. In case you're wondering, you can find all our stuff and all our content and all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. He has us on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast. You can join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workingperspectives@gmail.com. And please like and subscribe so we keep bringing you this sweet, sweet content. Thank you for listening and have a good one. Thanks. See you.